How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug,
please learn more about free.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Christy with Freedomizer Radio and Barefoot is Legal Radio. Katmir, are you there?
Hello, is this thing on?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
How you doing?
Great. I'm doing great now. Thank you very much.
Good. Good. We're trying to work out all the kinks of us new guys trying to figure this switchboard out and getting our computers to work correctly. So bear with us if you would.
Yes. Sorry about that. I'm Katmir with Christy. Welcome to Freedomizer Radio's Barefoot is Legal talk show. Good afternoon. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, too. It is really hot out there.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Okay. I didn't do that. I don't know what happened there.
I'm wondering what it's just a replay from before. I'm trying to scroll down over here down the ads. Yes, that's right, folks. Anyone out there listening, we're still getting used to the studio. I know I am.
What is our first topic of the day?
Let's see. Our first topic of the day is going to be the extreme weather conditions that barefooters find themselves in. I know early on, trying out the hot sands of the beach down in Miami where we used to live, that was something else, especially getting out of the car as a young kid and having the flip-flops on and then stepping out of bed into the hot sand and then kind of like freaking out. But, of course, after a while being there, you get used to it. Bringing that back to where I am now, 42 years of age and barefooting here in on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. Let me tell you, the heat over here coming off the asphalt can be scorching. Just stepping down on it for the first time. If you're not used to it, it's going to freak you out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I live in Columbus, so I'm not too far from you. And the asphalt here is super hot. The concrete is pretty hot itself, but it's more bearable than the asphalt. So everybody take care when it's so hot outside to try to walk in the shade if you're barefooting, and make sure that you check your feet. Don't let them stay on the pavement too long if you're not, particularly if you're not very used to running around barefoot.
That's right.
I think we got a couple of people that called in. Just as a reminder, if y'all want to speak, just push one and we'll get you in when we can.
True. But yes, much like laborers who don't wear gloves all the time and their hands get tough from just using them everywhere, grabbing all kinds of surfaces and materials and so forth, your hands get tough. You don't have to be a martial artist to experience this on the palms of the hands and feet. But when it comes to walking around barefoot, if you haven't done this 24/7 since you were young, it's totally going to freak you out. But again, it's something that you get acclimated to naturally. Human skin does that, and especially when it comes to your hands and your feet. Human history shows you that those people that live out in the wildernesses of the world, in the jungles and the deserts, their feet are fine.
Yeah.
And also up in the mountains where the snow falls all year long, their feet are fine. I know that happens in certain places up in Tibet and in Chile. Sometimes they wrap the middle part of their feet, but they are not wearing shoes, and they are trudging along through the rocks and snow and out in the desert and the sands and in the wild, and they're okay. They're fine. And us over here in the city, we'll get used to it.
I can't imagine walking through snow with my bare feet. I guess it's just because it's so hot here and we usually don't get very much snow, and I just don't see that.
I've done it in North Carolina, but just briefly out of curiosity. And it's ice. It's like, you know, if you're inside a heated home in the winter, and then you step outside onto the snow, you're going to get that initial shock, and it's going to hurt. You got to let your body just acclimate to the temperature, just like your face does, you know, in the heat or in the cold, and it'll regulate itself.
Well, we have a caller who's looking like they want to come and join us. You want to pull them over, or you want me to?
Let's pop them in. Turn around the numbers over here. I believe it's given on one hand.
I'm sorry?
And trying to figure out this switch over here.
Yeah. Push the little microphone button. You guys bear with us. We're still learning everything.
Okay. Area code 530.
All right, let me try.
Hi.
How are you doing? This is Christy. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, this is Christy. How are you?
How you doing, Christy?
2-0, and I was really just, I was just trying to listen. Because you guys are doing awesome, but I wasn't really wanting to be on it. That's why I didn't get into the host queue. But I'm enjoying the conversation and all. I really can't participate right now. But I can listen with what I'm doing. So.
Oh, that's fine. That is perfectly fine. I just saw the question mark pop up, so pulled you in.
Yeah, no worries. Like that, it's great. Like I'm just gonna I'm gonna pop off and pop out and say happy, happy barefooting day, and everybody have a great day. But I can listen, but I can't really participate right now.
No problem. And is this Angela?
No, it's Nicole.
Nicole. I don't know why I keep calling you Angela. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
we're used to Angela.
You know, the funny thing is I programmed everybody's phone number, and then, like, you guys got bounced differently. Like, you were Angela, and then she was Christy, and, like, whatever.
Yeah,
we were both. We love technology. It's just great. It's awesome.
Okay, then. Well, Nicole, thank you for calling in, and I hope you enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you
later.
Yeah,
I'm going to listen. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye-bye.
And we have someone else with us. Who's with us today? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who are we talking to?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
Great. I'm Kevin. I'm a weekly caller.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And I wanted to first off say thank you for being with us last week. We didn't get to thank you, and everything cut out before we got to thank you for being with us.
I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It just kind of disappeared, so we're going to try to do better with that today. So how has your barefooting week been going, and what do you think about the hot weathers?
Yeah. Well, hearing you talk about the weather, you know, not for me, as far as going barefoot in snow, it's like it can be doable, you know, but not for me being from Florida. I mean, we ain't accustomed to snow, so that's like you'll never see it,
right.
I did one, like, cause I live in Virginia, had a snowstorm one time, so I decided, like, you know, I was home, let me go ahead and just, like, you know, see what it feels like, you know, just really put my foot in the snow and to see how long that would last. Now, of course, I gave it a good 10 seconds before my feet got really cold.
Right.
But yeah. Of course, there are people that can really run, barefoot in the snow. Now, deep snow, I'm not so sure about that. I'm thinking probably like packed snow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where
so,
it'd be easier to walk on, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, better than trudging through slushy.
that's another thing, because we know that snow will turn into water and it end up being slush on the doggone street. You know. Now
right.
now switching to the hot weather, you know, I mean, out west, as we know, we're right around the Arizona, Colorado, whatever area that is, I mean, they're in triple digits. So there's absolutely no way. I mean, I think every barefoot footer has their limit, you know. But
yeah.
But however, if it is above now in the Navy, we raise what is called a black flag. You know, hey, and
uh-huh.
A black flag means if it's over 90 degrees, you know, hey, you better hydrate and drink a lot of water and whatnot. Now, of course, for me, now if I have to put on sandals in 92, 3 degree weather, you know, I got no problem doing that, depending on how long I'm going to be out.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, like I said, we got limits, and we got to use a common sense. You know, now of course most people can't handle that those temperatures. You know,
right.
So there's no shame in putting on a pair of flip flops or whatever, because hey, you don't want to burn your feet. you know,
definitely
is that
don't
what
burn your feet. It takes it a while. It takes a little while to heal up good, and they'll be tender for a while. And you definitely want to take care of them. Find the grass as often as possible and shade as often as possible.
And you know what? Does anybody notice how the white lines on the street never gets hot at all? You can literally walk on the lines in the street or the sidewalk.
I have when I was playing in my down my town over here from my home to my friend's store, and I had a skitter across the certain parts of during that walk because the sidewalk is different than the streets, and when you get to those certain parts where they're painted, you know, with the white or the yellow paint,
right,
whatever that material is, I don't know, I haven't looked into it yet, but it just does not pick up the heat. It just doesn't reflect it like the rest.
I see that Dave is with us. I'm going to just pull him in with us and see what he's got to say on this hot foot topic.
Right on.
How you doing? This is Christy.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, I was wondering who was on with us here. But go ahead and continue. I'll get some alone time at some point with you guys. I was trying to figure out who was on with us. By the way, who's in the chat room?
I'm not. I see. I'm about to pull it up now.
Okay.
Let's see. I've got. I've got proof.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we're dropping links and all that stuff. I'm not trying to come in here and tell you guys what to do. I just like to see people in the chat room and making things active in there. That's all.
No, that's great because, like I said, we're still trying to make sure that everything is working smoothly and working out the kinks. So it's great to have all the advice we can get.
Hey, that's okay, but I'll share about what I did on my week after Kevin's gets done with the topic at hand. So
okay.
I can be patient. I'm here.
All right, no problem. Okay, Kevin, we're actually gonna run a little bit of an ad and then come back and finish the topic on making sure that you don't burn your feet in this hot weather.
Okay.
We'll be
you're
back
an activist.
After this. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Okay, welcome back. This is Christy and Katmir with our guest Kevin. And we were discussing on topics to help keep your feet healthy in this heat. Now, is there... What else have we? What have we not covered as far as taking care of our feet in this extreme heat?
I'm not really sure.
I was recalling the comments in the Barefoot Legal Facebook page. Between the members who live out in the desert parts of the state and what their limits are, and also how some of them have posted videos of themselves walking on the pavement out there, in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, for example.
Right.
It gets hot out there. It's hot period. It depends on how acclimated you are to where you live. You know, for me, I there are times when I have to skitter from the car across the parking lot to get into the mall. because that particular parking lot is the older kind, and it's just unbelievable, and that is scorching. And by skitter,
exactly.
I don't mean like I'm running the cartoon there. I'm just not staying in one spot. That's all.
Well, I do know that someone posted during this past week that they burned their foot. They thought they burned their feet, and was wondering what would be good for it. Now, aloe is a burn's best friend, especially if you have the aloe plant. You can actually open up the leaves and just rub the aloe in. Also, white vinegar is really good for taking sting out of burns. It smells funny for a while, but it actually helps. So you can, you know, just take a cotton ball and dab that on there, and it should help take the sting out. And, of course, while you're in this healing process, you're going to want to protect your feet while you're out and about. That's what I used in the beginning as well.
Because I will also say that, you know, I mean, not relative to burns, but for me, it's like if you got any kind of cut or bruise on your foot, you know, yeah, I think it would be wise to wear shoes until that cut heals up. You know, don't try and be the tough guy and be like, oh, it's just a little scrape. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and do it anyway. No, because we know that open wounds can get infected.
Right.
You know,
well,
at the same time,
I think it kind of depends on what kind of shoe you're trying to talk about as far as letting a cut or a wound heal. Because if you're actually wearing something like a tennis shoe or a boot, that could potentially make that worse. So, I mean, if you're talking something like a sandal and a bandage, then I'm cool with that.
Wait. Yeah, you know exactly. Putting a Band-Aid over that, and if you have to, and a sandal. Now, of course, if you got a, for me, I mean, like, if I do got a cut on my foot, I'll probably, of course, for work. Yeah, I gotta wear socks for work, so that's pretty much a given. You know, but wearing a bandage over, then wearing a pair of flip flops, and that's fine. You know, just as long as you're at the same time, you should wash that cut, take the bandage off, wash that cut, then probably put a new bandage back on until that cut heals. Last year, I was on the ship, and I got off work, and I was getting ready to take a shower because I work long hours in them boots anyway, and I took off my sock, and I noticed that my right toe was like white. It was like absolutely white. Okay, so then I looked on the bottom of it of my right toe, and there was this huge gash on the bottom of my toe. I had no idea how that happened, and not to mention, because it was bleeding. You know, I didn't feel nothing while I was working. You know, the blood was dried up, so it was bleeding a little. So that could have only been caused by I'm not sure why, but I know it probably has something to do with my shoes and socks or whatever the case may be. But you would think that something like that would actually happen by people not wearing shoes. This happened while I was wearing shoes, you know, it was weird. I put it like that because junk like that doesn't happen. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, it, and it was a big gash in my foot too, in my toe too. So painful. and that's another reason I do think why people are really, you know, I ain't gonna say scared, but they just don't want to go barefoot just to avoid, you know, stuff like that, you know, because when I started out, that was one of the questions that I asked. I was like, well, you know, what, you know, and everybody asked us, yeah, well, what if you cut your foot and stuff like that, you know, and I had to really, you know, think about that, you know, broken glass in the street, you know, and all that stuff. But when I do step out in the street, you know, honestly, I don't even think about broken glass. You know, I really don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? And being on the ship, it is considered like nasty and unsanitary to walk into the bathroom, with no shoes on, because everybody say, oh, it could be piss on the floor and stuff like that, right?
Right.
So then I start to. And now 9 out of 10 times there really is no urine on the floor. To put it like that, it really isn't. So then I thought about it, and I came to a conclusion that what would be the difference with me putting my bare feet on the bathroom on a ship versus me putting my bare feet on the sidewalk? Because everybody walks in the same area with their shoes on, so you honestly think that it's much more safer and sanitary to walk with shoes on it in that area. So when you come home, you know what I'm saying, or you put your shoes up in the locker, okay, are you really gonna scrub the bottom of your shoes before you put them away? No, it's pretty much the same thing to me. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's pretty much the same thing.
I think in the minds of people, the line honestly is it's honestly right at the door from wherever the restroom is. To whatever's on the other side of it, whether it's a store, a gas station, your own home. I like to use that analogy. It's like, okay, well, when you're at home, like, you know, you don't think about that really. You just go in there, you know, you have to, you know, use whatever in the bathroom. You're perfectly fine with your bare feet there. Now, the notion is, oh, well, I don't know where everybody else has been. And honestly, if it's like Walmart, for example, it's everyone's been everywhere you have. They've been on the street, and they have their sneakers on. And, yeah, shoes don't show dirt like a bare foot does. You know, foot turns nice and jet black there. Shoes don't. And because that's not readily seen, already in their mind, that's a huge difference, and then that becomes concern, and that turns into worry, that turns into a problem, and it turns into, hey, man, do you know you don't have any shoes on your feet? honestly, I'm at a point where I'm crossing the threshold between thinking, okay, just integrate, leave me alone, to they're just being concerned, which is nice. You know, the basic of it is nice. However, it's true what Kevin says. There's no real difference. You want to talk about, tile, concrete, and wood floors or whatever, fine. Want to talk about, it's a public restroom. People like exploding there or something. It's nasty. Well, we would have to discuss that as well, because to my knowledge, unless your foot has a gash, that's exposed, you're not going to experience the danger that you would otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, and like you were saying, unless your foot has an open wound of some sort, then there's probably not going to be any real problem with you catching something, which I think is a lot of the reason why people think it's gross. Like my girlfriend, for example, she thinks barefooting is gross, and she doesn't understand it because she's one that wears shoes 24/7. She lays down in the bed, takes her slippers off, and she gets up in the morning and puts them right back on until she puts her shoes on for work. Actually, yesterday, went to the grocery store with her barefooted, and we ran into her mom, and she's like, "Yeah, Niecely, you at least need to put some flip-flops on." And I'm like, flip-flops aren't going to keep my feet from being any less protected. Not really. I mean, it's just a little thin piece of plastic.
That's true. All right. Let's see. Well, thank you, Kevin. It looks like we've got another caller waiting in here. Let's switch over to them.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Sure, no problem.
Hello, this is Christy and Katmere on Barefoot is Legal Radio. How are you?
I am good. Surprise, surprise. It's Nick Deutschman calling in.
Hi. Very good to hear from
Nick
you.
Nick Deutschman, my hero.
Yeah, you guys get to hear my voice today.
I know, finally. That's great.
Right?
Awesome.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm baking in the Minnesota sun today. They got a heat advisory out here today.
Oh, I think there's a heat advisory everywhere. Oh, my gosh. It is scorching out there.
Yeah, yeah. What did I miss? Anything good?
What did you miss? Well, we were talking about how the heat how to protect our feet in all this heat, and measures of self-care for your feet if you do, burn them. And we also were talking about people's reluctance to go into public restrooms without shoes on.
That's the one thing. That's the biggest thing. I talked to a guy a couple of weeks ago. He was mortified by the fact I went to the men's room barefoot. And I said, how dare you? Just don't stand in the puddle.
Yeah, watch where you sit at.
Right? And then I kind of discovered
something.
They
would have done their
shoes on. You're dragging that around all over in your shoes, and then you're going to go in your house. You! But, I discovered something. I went in there, I did my business, and then I walked over and I washed my hands. And then I found something interesting, is that when you pull on the paper towels, well, there was a big old puddle there under the paper towel machine. And I'm
right.
Like, you know what? Hey, that's just water from the sink from washing your hands. A little scrub in the water, you're good.
True that. By the way, bringing in our very own Dave Hellman into the show.
Sweet.
No. Hey, just a heads up, I always go by Proof on the radio.
Hey, Proof, in your honor,
Proof.
I'm making chili today.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm
going to
put brown sugar
I,
and beans in it.
All right. Well, that's fine. I saw the post. Yeah, I just wanted to come in and share about my week, of course.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I spent 3 days in Anaheim and then 3 days in San Diego. And I got to meet a bunch of our members. And I just see where so many people, I think, would join us if we were able to do more farmers markets and things like that.
Well, and yeah, I saw where you were mentioning something about that online, and I think it's great. And you know, you're on one side of the country, basically. I'm on the other side, and you know, it would be great to be able to mesh both sides together and somehow come up with just being able to get that organization large enough to have those kind of things go on, no matter what side of the country it is.
Right, and I've had people say, well, yeah, but you want to do farmers markets in California. I don't care where the farmers market is. Physically, I can't get to most of them because they're not a close drive to me.
Right.
But it gets to a point where, yeah, we're doing well on memberships. I'm happy with our growth in that department, but I think if we can get more out there in public instead of on a computer, I think that it would seriously grow our movement. And so that's kind of where I'm at today.
Well, just by the fact of people seeing us and seeing a booth go, wow, this is a real thing, and oh, hey, you guys are all barefoot and you haven't died. It's like, yeah, you got to try it out, man. It's the best thing ever.
It's amazing to me how you could have a flea market on the beach. I saw one other person that didn't have shoes on and they were holding them in their hand. Other than that, it was me and Katie Holder from the group.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. I mean, and you're right, it would be great. To get more people out there, because it is a noticeable thing, and a lot of people are very curious.
Yeah,
there's that, like, around here.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I started thinking out loud because down the street from me, not even 8 minutes away, there is a local church hosting a weekend farmers market, and that just got started. I'm like, hey, I can go there. And there's that, and at least in the circles that I run in, there are some health fairs. They stem from some metaphysical groups around here. But
okay.
I think there's another opportunity
awesome.
Right there. And
yeah,
because like,
they
right.
probably don't really open
all the stuff
it.
That's going on. I just have to go.
Right, and if you ask how much is a booth and tell them that you're part of a nonprofit organization, they might even discount because you're not selling anything. You don't have any money to make there.
That's
right.
A,
even
that's
the,
a good idea.
The ones for my business that I had, they had a yearly festival and they had a business expo, and the booth rental was minimal because I really wasn't selling anything myself. It was only $50 for the weekend, and you know I'd have 20,000 people come past in the weekend. So just saying, like what Proof was saying, yeah, farmers market. I'm nonprofit. I'm not selling anything. I'm just out here with information. You could probably get a pretty sweet deal.
Oh, that is a good idea. Here where I live, every weekend there is it's like a farmer's market that gets set up for Saturdays. We have it's called Market Days, and so you have all kind of vendors out there, all kind of customers out there, and that's a very good visibility area. I mean, taking flyers or just even walking around barefoot, just talking to people may help, you know, with my area spread the word about Barefoot is Legal organization. So,
keep on, Christy. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say I'm planning on working on that some more as well.
Well, another thing to consider too is you could also tag team with another vendor, or maybe like you have a chiropractor friend that has a setup, and maybe if there's a fee or a cost, say, hey, let me pitch in half and hang out at your table, or you know, something like that. You could tag team with somebody who's has some kind of health boost also.
Right.
Well,
and especially let me jump in here with having a booth. If you see somebody that's by themselves, when I do, like I used to do baseball card conventions, I used to own a baseball card store and I travel and do shows. I promise you, when there's two or three people in a booth, everybody is much happier because you're sitting there thinking, man, I'd like to use the restroom, but I don't want to leave my booth empty. But if you've
right.
got somebody to cover with and someone says, hey, I want to go get a smoothie from that place down the hall, can you watch the booth and I'll bring you back something? It works like that. And a lot of people, if they say, hey, can I buddy up with you? Well, a lot of people will say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And the great thing in my area is they have a kid vendor event every other weekend. And my daughter is actually going to be a kid vendor. So, I mean, all I have to do is go out there with her. So, and their booth fee is actually, I actually don't think they have a fee. So, I mean, that's perfect. And I will catch all of the other people as well that are, you know, out and about because it's the same area.
Right, and eventually I would love to start getting into big health fairs, but some of the booths, like there was a big one in San Diego last year, would have cost me like $1,200 to do what I need to do. And that's including getting a hotel from eBay or whatever, because I looked at cheap prices, just like a Motel 6 or something.
Yeah, it's the same thing that I discovered. Minneapolis is having one at the convention center. Huge. Largest one in the Midwest, they're saying. And I spoke with them. They were very interested. And then they told me the price of the table. Ah! Yeah, well. For real. Maybe next year's, fellas. But, you know, so it was local for me. But yet, like, you know, it's just me sitting in there for 4 days by myself. How am I going to even do that in the first place?
Yeah, but the good thing is you have a few people in Minneapolis that might help out for a day or so.
Yeah, and when I was looking at it, it was before we had our little viral incident, so it was kind of just me and Jeff Miller would have been about it. But now that there's more, maybe next year's convention would be more feasible to look into it harder.
Which brings up the 9,000-pound elephant in the room, I guess, which is what I was alluding to before. Our numbers are good. We're still growing.
Yeah.
We're not at the growth of where we were at with the 3.2 million likes on one post, but we're still doing well, and I did some cleanup today that I don't want to talk about on air. But we have the people. But we need to figure out how to generate revenue so we can afford some of these health fairs. It would be the most coolest thing in the world to just go to some city that has a health fair and just set up shop and let people come to us and talk about their experiences. I've done it before with March Against Monsanto booths or farmers markets, but I haven't done like an official health fair with hundreds of vendors around me. But that's what we need. And I put up the thing about trying to generate $2.95 a month from people. And if we had 1,000 members chipping in, we'd have $3,000 a month, which would mean that we could do one health fair a month and we could actually pay someone $10 an hour to actually man the booth for us, which, if somebody's going to man the booth, I'd at least like to pay them a little something for hanging out for 8 hours.
Right.
Right. Right. It'd be so worth it, like you said. Just, you know, multiply a dollar by how many members we have, and boom, we're at all the health fairs in all the regions.
Right, and I was talking outside in the admin group, and I'll bring it into the page, I think. But I was trying to figure out that if we did, and I had to figure out for PayPal cost as well, that if everybody contributed $1.59 a month, that would even get us to our goal that that we would need. Just think, getting a medium fry from Wendy's separates us from actually being a big advocacy group.
Right.
That's
well,
thing
I do believe with PayPal, if you send it to friends and family, there's usually not a fee on the one that's giving the money. But on the other hand, I don't know the organization.
You can't send a recurring donation to friends and family. It's a recurring donation to John Q. Public, so they get you.
Okay.
Well, in all seriousness, I have my Powerball ticket. So, come tomorrow, maybe things could drastically change for us.
Well, I do live in
good mojo, good mojo, good mojo.
Yeah, I'm not willing to risk it.
I'll throw $2 at it. I made some tips last night, so I'll throw $2 at it and see what happens.
But on a positive note, I went to a place called Boardwalk Burgers and Fries, and we got our picture taken right underneath the sign that says "No shirt, no shoes, no problem."
That's
Gina,
hilarious.
Loved it.
So they're a chain restaurant. They're across the United States. So maybe there's one in your area out there. It's Boardwalk Burgers and Fries.
Boardwalk Burgers and Fries. I'll have to look.
And we went to Hodad's, of course. That's in San Diego. It's been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Man vs. Food, and all these other restaurant things on TV. And they have that sign up as well, and I even got a T-shirt that says "No shirt, no shoes, eat at Hodad's." They're ranked like the best burger place in the United States.
I want to go.
But the funniest thing is the one in Ocean Beach. They have the sign, of course, and people come in. But the next building over is a pizza place. And they have up a sign that says, "By order of health department, shoes must be worn."
Oh.
So I don't think the health department tries to see what type of food you're eating. Like, if it's burgers and fries, that's okay. But if it has dough and spaghetti sauce, you can't go in. Now, I don't think the health department works like that.
No. Well, you're not going to be spinning the pizza with your feet.
Well, you might.
I mean,
it would
be interesting. It would be interesting, that's for sure.
So I also went to a beach city and met up with another friend of mine, an activist friend who's in our group. We went to Encinitas, and they had a bunch of signs that said, "No shirt, no shoes, no problem."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
I'm writing down all
there
places.
Are places. And trust me, I don't think I could live in California right now anyway. I can't afford it, but it is nice if you can do it.
Oh, I know,
but
I can't.
That, all that does is that dispels the mindset, so people honestly think laws exist. And I just think that if we can get to a point where we can have speaking engagements and we're hitting farmers markets and of course a lot of that takes funding. So I don't want to be the one that has that enjoys saying we want your money. I'm not the Clinton Foundation or the Red Cross that needs to put this in my pocket. I'm the Proof family does okay for itself, but if we want our freedom, we have to put our money where our mouth is and pull it together and try to improve on our image here.
That's true. You're absolutely right, because it can't start off without any funding. So I think you're right about, you know, getting our numbers up and then, you know, getting sponsors, you know, and or people that donate.
Yeah, but the thing is, with sponsors, and by the way, the Serenity Rug is still there, but he's not a paying sponsor at this point. Hopefully we'll change that soon again. But when you have a small amount, and we still have less than 5,000 people, we will hit 4,000, I think, by the 4th of July. But until we have five figures, I wouldn't count necessarily on going to sponsors right now. It has
okay.
to start with us. Because
okay.
we can get a sponsor for a month or two, and then they're like, well, nobody's buying stuff, so I'm not going to give you money.
Right. Okay, all you Barefoot is Legal Radio listeners, you hear this. We need your help. We need you to...
And I've had people say, well, I live in Akron, Ohio, and you're trying to get a booth at a farmer's market in Prescott, Arizona. That's not really the point. And if you want one in Akron, Ohio, if you get us the details and you want to man it, we'll talk.
Yeah,
it's
well,
just
I
do what I can get to or what our members can get to and what we can afford.
Right.
So what I have to do is pull in what came in that month and we see what we can do.
Yeah, and
that's
I mean,
true.
Yeah, it may be in another state, but it's helping the group as a whole.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Well, you never know who finds us and who decides, hey, I want to be part of this activist team also, and you never know who comes up out of nowhere and says, hey, I have X and we can do Y.
Right.
Exactly. The support doesn't have to be, you know, just the virtual / emotional support that you get from clicking likes on Facebook. You can actually help out even more so with the, I'm going to say $3, I'll up it here, $3 just once a month, let's just say that. And what that does is it enables this virtual aspect of just people knowing, oh, really, I don't have to wear shoes at the mall. You know, what it does is it brings that out there and it reaches even more people. But as you know, when you know you go to one of these health fairs or like a local festival of some sort, you know that space has to be paid for somehow. And
yeah,
collectively pull our resources.
If I go up to the San Diego
easier.
Farmers Market and say, "Can I get a courtesy booth?" They're going to laugh at me and send me home.
Right.
Yep. Yep. But if we as a community pool our resources, actually, we can make this happen. And yeah, we have to start somewhere. So if I'm sitting over here in you know one corner of the country, but the very first official DIL booth is going to be at a festival on the opposite side of the country, that's a start.
I agree. That is a start. I mean, that'd be great. And
a lot of people in those festivals, they're going to be walking around like anywhere else.
I look at us as a community. This isn't just Proof's group that he runs with an iron fist. I'm not an overlord or I can't think of the right word right this second.
I'll say mastermind.
Yes. I'm just the guy that can put it together, and I know how to talk to people, and I just feel my big, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and I'm the best in the business at bringing people in and being able to discuss and can generate audience to us. Other people have more literary skills than myself, or you might have some kind of graphic skills that I don't have. I could barely draw a stick figure. But we need graphic artists, and if people can't pay the $3, we'll take $2, we'll take $1, I don't care. But even if you can't afford that, if everybody could do something, whether it's printing out 10 flyers and leaving them at the grocery store, I don't care. I just think that everybody should be willing to grab a mop and a sponge and do what we can to help us grow. Someone has to hold the ladder.
Right.
True. And I'd like to add, just at a minimum, there's always going to be people in the group who want to do something but just refuse to give money. Those people exist. And
exactly.
At a minimum, at least if you're the person going to the 7-Eleven or hitting up the local grocery store, sans shoes, people are going to see you and go, hey, and if they come up and talk to you in just like an inquisitive type of mode, you have the opportunity to at least be an ambassador that way and say, oh, yeah, it's perfectly legal and it feels great, and check us out at barefootislegal.org or on our Facebook group. So at a minimum, there's always something that anyone can do.
Yes, and I actually, while I was doing my yard sale yesterday, had people come up noticing that I was barefooted, and I was like, yeah, check out our Facebook page on, Barefoot is Legal, and I don't know if they did it, but, they were, interested that I was at home.
I'm more bold than other people. I will ask people to physically pull their cell phone out and look at our group.
Oh, okay. So you want to make sure that you see for yourself that they've done it.
I want them seeing it right then and there, because if they don't, they just forget about it.
That's true. I will keep that in mind.
So, yeah, it's just, hey, you have your cell phone with you, right? Can I show you what we have online? And most people say yeah, because that's a general reaction.
Sure.
And they'll look, and then you, if you like it, you hit the like button.
Right.
There you go. Everybody's staring at their mobile device anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, which I don't have. So a lot of people... I see that when I'm out, a lot of people in the group tend to get rather rowdy for some reason. So maybe I am an overlord, I don't know, or a slumlord, or whatever you want to call it.
Nah.
No.
You are a fearless leader.
But the thing
but
is, though...
If you can't do that, pass out a flyer, and if you only have one copy, you show them that one copy, and they'll remember barefootislegal.org. Simple, and they could look it up on their own time. They'll remember.
Well,
yeah. Well, I have another idea that I think we could do. We have a business page as well as the group page on Facebook, and the business page is facebook.com/barefootislegal. And what I want to do is I think all of us that have access over there just try to find one or two things a day that people can click on, and if the rest of the group can just hit share, whether they share it into another group or share it on their own wall, if everybody shares, people are going to find out about what we do, and someone like me can come along after the share and say, please check out our Facebook group. But it
sure
keeps our shares going, it keeps our likes up, and it gets the word out more. So if I post something that was published back in March about 10 health benefits, and I post it on the business page, then our members can go in there. And that's very low-level activism, just hitting a share button. I think the average person can do that.
Absolutely.
Right, and some of these folks out there, you look through their page, and they've got 500 friends or more. Well,
yeah,
out of 500 people... But 500 people, you'd have to think at least, what, one or two or three maybe would be highly interested in learning more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of
things. And here's the
recently
thing. people look at the activism word like I'm trying to give people the plague. And activism is not like, hey, we're going to organize in Cincinnati in 2 weeks and we're going to stage a sit-in at Whole Foods. That's not what we're trying to do here. Activism is just simply spreading the word and trying to bring friends into our group.
Right.
Right, right.
One thing I've done to grow is every day, because I'm in different groups, and I'm not just in barefoot groups. As a matter of fact, I've cut them basically almost out, except for barefoot is legal and barefoot parenting, which is another entity. But if I go into like a Casey Kasem Top 40 group, or I'm in a tea group, maybe you're a fan of a TV show, and you just add friends. When you post something, they hit like, and you might make a few friends. And then once a month or twice a month, you post something about going barefoot, and people will say, hey, me too. I just feel that we have to get in the mindset now of Facebook allows us 5,000 people to interact with and have fun with on a regular basis. They're not coming to my house, and if they have something in common, say they like the old Qbert video game or something, I don't care. And you just make a couple friends there, you make a couple friends from an author you might like, and eventually that adds up, and you got this big motley group like I do of 4,800 friends, and I could post in there once a month. I have what's called a conversation starter, and I'll post that in, and I'll get 12 or 13 people that say, hey, I feel the same way. And then guess what? I can give them my link to the Facebook group, and they join. If I could do that and bring in 30 people within 4 hours, just imagine if 10 people could do that.
Yeah, that's a lot. That would
be
really fun.
Because we have to get into the mindset where we are activists, whether we want to admit it or not. This is a cause that we believe in that most people think is illegal. The only way to do that is to diversify ourselves. And when we diversify with many topics, look at Professor Daniel Howell, for example, how many topics he's involved in. He's a professor, and he can talk about whatever. And he can get friends from all kinds of walks of life. And when he mentions something about going barefoot, then people are going to say, wow, I'm impressed. You're a professor.
Yeah.
We all could do that.
Absolutely.
Nice to hear my head are turning. I'm devising way, I'm quiet because I'm thinking of different kinds of ways of reaching out to all these other groups. Like, for example, I know one of our members it's a cosplay.
Yes.
If you don't know what cosplay is, it's just short for costume play, and if you've seen those nerdy conventions where everybody shows up and dressed up like superheroes and wizards and whatever. Plenty of those characters that they portray are just barefooters for one reason or another, and I mean I know it's all fiction, but I know this person has that kind of a reach, and I know also from following posts and reports of what these costumers have gone through at the convention, where a hotel will tell them, well, you need to wear shoes, so you know, put something on your feet, and they're like, no, but it's part of the costume. It can get touchy there, but again, those are the circles that I run in, and I'm thinking, well, shoot, what the heck have I been doing? You know, I gotta reach out to them too, just because they simply don't know that they absolutely can not only, you know, go barefoot in their costume at one of these conventions. They can do it in their everyday life. Don't know. you got to reach them in all your Facebook groups. If that's all you can do, log into Facebook and click likes here and there, and then, like, you know, post your opinion on something, you know, lock that in there. You absolutely can do it with any of your groups, really.
Right. Now, I'm not saying go into a group for heavy metal music and just post your group in there every single day. But you kind of have to, you have
depends
to respect
on
the other group's rules. That,
yes.
Like for us, if somebody wanted to promote their Rainbow Gathering group, I would have an issue with that because I don't endorse that. But you can start a conversation, and when they bring up something like, oh, I wish I didn't have to wear shoes everywhere, you can, they consider it a courtesy, I guess, if you say, well, you don't have to, and here's a group for people that believe like you do.
Right.
So it's not like you're just blasting in people's faces, but if people comment, it's customary to say, well, you could find information here.
Right.
And so that's what I do.
That's the correct
way to do it. That's a good way to do it without it being overbearing.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, hey, we have a commercial break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't had one.
We will be right back.
You guys can hear me?
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hey, I got to tap out and do family time.
All right, that's cool. See you later.
See you, guys.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these...
Did you guys know that there's no such state in the United States that requires shoes to be worn while driving a car? Did you?
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer Radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption...
Yeah, that'll be fine.
All right, welcome back. Is anybody else have any issues? Any other topics to talk about? We have like about 20 minutes left, so I think we could pull in another topic, or if anybody has any. No.
Did you get out the call-in number?
The call-in number? Okay, yes. If you want to call in, call 347-324-3704. And if you want to talk, just press 1, and we will pull you into the conversation. And I actually this week am going to be looking into colleges and universities and things of that nature in my area that I want to get their point of view from the administrative point of view on how they feel about barefooting, you know, while attending college. And I'd also like to get the student's point of view as well and see if I can get a little research on that.
Okay.
Nice.
one of my big goals is I want to create a work life area in our group where I want to eventually get in the employers' faces and share with them how silly their rules are and try to come up with a new way to do business.
How so? You mean like a the dress code or?
Yes. Well, not
yes,
just
because
that.
It's silly
go
to
ahead,
have
Christy.
Somebody fired ever showing four toes or things like that. I do remember that.
Yeah, you saw Lydia's post in there. I find that silly.
Yeah, it is silly. And, I mean, because honestly, what have your toes got to do with your work performance unless you have no arms?
Right, and what does she work, overnights in a call center?
Oh, and it's at night. Oh, my goodness. So absolutely nobody is going to see her. Anyway, working in the call center, for one, and then on top of it, she works at night. And, yeah, I think it should be a little more relaxed than that. But, I mean, I realize they want to have a professional image, but who are they having the professional image for?
Well, regardless of whether it's on the phone or in person anyway, I think by now the average person has seen other people's toes before.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, there's
not,
that.
There's
I remember one of the
something seriously wrong.
Yeah, like I remember I replied to a particular post on the Facebook group concerning a lady that works at a jewelry store.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly. And so the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, she's not allowed to be barefoot at the jewelry store, and I'm asking myself why. And it's not like every day someone's coming in with, I don't know, riding a rhino and holding a club and just smashing all the glasses, you know, all the glass boxes with the jewelry, and they're going to be stepping on it. And my reply was, that might be shielding my own head. I was trying to picture the situation where you could meet it in a jewelry store, but I said, well, I would think it would be better if she was allowed to be barefoot at the jewelry store, maybe wearing some anklets or toe rings, because, quite frankly, that's what they sell. If anything,
I think
sense.
That would help their business in
I
that area.
So. I don't know.
Anklets,
you know?
And toe rings and things of that nature. I mean,
yep.
I am somewhat of an entrepreneur for myself. I'm trying to be. Let me put it like that. And I was told yesterday that every time that I leave my house without a barefoot sandal on, I'm missing an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah.
And I feel
you and all
kind
the
of
other
the same
group that make their own.
Yeah. So, you know, that really motivated me to get with what I need to do as far as from a business aspect. But I can see totally from a jewelry store aspect, if they had somebody wearing their merchandise, you know, to show it off, it would, or, you know, wearing some merchandise, whether it's her own or what, you know, it could really be beneficial for their store.
Yeah, and everybody in general. Like, there were several people posting on the group, hey, you know, I make barefoot sandals. Oh, I make barefoot sandals too. And then they go on their individual spots, and then they're showing off their handiwork, which is
right.
Nice. But I made it a point to log under their post and comment that, you know, it would help everybody. It would help you as someone who makes these things, as supplemental income, and it would help all the barefooters everywhere if you took pictures of your dressed up feet at the mall, at the supermarket. You know,
right.
It would help you. It would help everybody that really just can't wear shoes.
Because that's one thing. That's one way to draw attention to the barefooting as well. Because I mean, people are going to definitely notice that you don't have shoes on, but they're going to notice that you have something decorative there, and that's going to draw even more attention to to the barefoot process and the reasons why we do it, and because we're going to get asked questions. We're going to ask questions about the jewelry. We're going to get asked questions about, you know, being out barefoot in public, and that opens up so many avenues of conversation and so many leads that I could tell people to go to to this group that I'm in. You know, barefoot is legal, and it's great, and you have all these supporters of this and reasons why you can and can't. Yeah, or reasons why you can do this, or reasons why people think that you can't do this, and get the correct information. So I am definitely missing an opportunity every time, you know, I leave the house without having something like that.
I think about that when people ask me about my two little black ribbons when I'm at an antique shop. I like to go to an antique shop, and I really just took a stretchy black ribbon, cut it in half, and then tied the ends, and that's what I've been using so far. But people ask me about it, and it would be cooler if it was, you know, someone who, you know, made a fancy one. You know,
if it was what?
I think, one, it would get more attention, which means they would reach more people, which means word spread. And yes, that's actual activism. Good.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do it.
All right, and I definitely will. I definitely will, because it really gave me a mind to do it, and it was, I guess, a little bit of the kick in the rear that I needed to really make my brain start ticking about how, you know, I can not only promote my work, but promote my activism as well.
Yeah, and like I said, I know people think that activism word is disgusting and nasty and something they don't want to get involved in, but it's not scary at all. It's
right. Just
if you believe in something, why not tell people that you do?
Right, and I've been telling everybody thinks I'm crazy. I mean, you know, all the shoe wearers anyways, and I don't care. I mean, it's just like with me making my own laundry soap. I make my own laundry soap, and I've done that for years, and I like to be organic, and I do that as much as possible. And now, somebody ran into me, and it's like, oh, I know it. I went to an appointment, and they're like, oh, you're still on the barefoot thing, huh? Yeah, I'm on the barefoot thing, and I'm not coming off of it because this is me. This is what I do. And it was at a doctor's office.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately didn't have time to inform them about the Facebook page and all that, but I do plan to in the future.
Well, I was going to give each of you a challenge, possibly.
Okay.
Ooh, challenge.
Well, just, it's not really a challenge, I guess, but your mission this week, see if you can join two groups that have nothing to do with going barefoot. And out of those two groups, I mean, you could do five if you want, or 10, I don't care, I'm just doing at least two. Try to post something that has nothing to do with going barefoot. Just get into what that topic is and make two friends a day for 5 days.
I don't see where that would be unreasonable.
And one other thing that I do, if you want to get involved in it, I like to instant message people when they make friends with me. I will message everyone personally and says, thank you, Claudia, for the friends ad. And then they say hi back, and then I just say, hey, I'm Proof, I live in Las Vegas, and then they'll ask me what I do or things like that, and then I can tell them about the group, and they might say, well, I'm interested.
Right.
So I try to make conversations, and the more conversations you have with people, the more of an algorithm their Facebook will have, so they will see more of what you're posting. That's how Facebook works. So the more you talk to people, the more that they're going to see your whatever it is you're posting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like 4,800. I have 4,800 friends, and if I talk to somebody, they'll start seeing some of my stuff. But as time goes on and we don't talk, they don't see my stuff anymore. So I make it a habit to instant message a few people just to say hi. And I don't have to run the whole topic in their face all the time. But if it comes up, it comes up. And then they'll join.
Right.
It's just about being a busybody. And you have to get out of the thought that, well, it's just me and I have 206 friends. You have to think, well, I'm an activist and I need to actually expand my reach.
Right. Good mindset.
Yeah. So I don't know how you guys have started closing, but I'll be quiet and let you guys talk.
Okay. Well, first off, I want to agree with Katmir and say challenge accepted on the challenge that you gave us, because I think that's completely doable, and I think our listeners could do that as well if they wanted to, and that would be a great way to grow our organization if all you guys out there are listening could, you know, do the same, do the challenge. And, you know, even if it was only, you know, making one friend new a day or something, I mean, it's at least something.
Right.
And,
it is. And with any plan, that's the easiest, simplest, most direct form of action. People talk to each other.
Right.
All our members, you know, who attend church every Sunday, and they do it barefoot. Yes, you know that their congregation has no choice but to see them, and that's good. You know, I do it whenever
true.
I go gaming. I don't wear shoes, and I meet my gaming group, you know, over at the little nerdy shop, and I got two of them to start doing it over there just to relax, you know, basic other.
Well, I know that some churches are pretty accepting of that. I used to go to a church where if I was barefoot, it wasn't a problem, but I would wear shoes there and then take them off, you know, when I got there at that point, because I was just used to doing, you know, leaving the house with shoes on. But they didn't have a problem with us being barefoot. Actually, when we would have praise dancers, they would be barefoot or have on a little ballet slipper, so it was like being barefoot, you know, kind of like being barefoot. But a lot of the people had their shoes off, and I know that there's not a lot of, you know, really a lot of churches like that exactly, but I think that'd be a great way to incorporate it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, Katmir, I'm also, like I said, going to look into some schools in my area. I know that the, you know, elementary and middle schools and high schools, you know, that's kind of different. They are not going to, I know that that's part of their dress code, and the students can actually get in trouble for that.
There are some things that you can protest, though, and you can share studies. There was a city, I think Colfax, California, or some city up there. They tried to say, the school tried to say it was against the health code and against insurance for wearing shoes with no backs. So the parents and students pushed against that. They did a study and found that there were no health codes and any insurance issues with backless shoes, so they allow them from grade 6 and up.
Oh, that's good, because I know with my children, when they were in middle school, they couldn't have open-toe shoes. They couldn't have open back.
Right. And they try to say that it's against the health department or insurance or things like that. And it's definitely okay to challenge that.
I'm going to be asking a lot of questions this coming week. Maybe not so much to the middle schools and high schools and such, because it is summertime and I don't know if I would get the right person, but I'm going to try. And I'm definitely going to, you know, talk to the colleges and potentially talk to some students from the colleges as well, to get as much information as I can from both sides of the spectrum there and see how it meshes up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you guys finish up, I guess, because I don't know how you guys do things. So
we're still figuring out.
Well, we thank you, Proof, for being with us, and we thank Nick and Kevin for being with us. And
shout out to Nicole, traveling in the country.
Yes, definitely. Hi, Nicole. And I didn't call you Angela this time. Hi, Angela, if you're out there, and thank you for all the help. We are going to call it a day, and we will see you again, you will hear from us again next week. And I'll talk to you soon, Katmer.
Same here, Christy. Thank you very much. Thank you, Proof, everybody, for joining us this weekend. Happy barefooting. Be careful out there in the summer heat. Treat yourself well. Stay hydrated. Be smart about it. And anyone approaches you, don't get angry. Just come from the place of peace and the chillaxation that you got. And just let them know barefoot is legal. And they can join us over here on the Facebook group, legal.org. And happy travels.
Yes, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. Barefoot is legal. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.